visiting Chris Lamb just after 9 in the morning at the 3130 Apartments, 29th Street near Briarcrest. The attack is still on.
Yes, sir, it sure is. When we got on scene, we had fire coming through the roof. See, it appeared to be a common attic, so the fire spread very quickly. Our guys got on scene, made a rapid attack on the fire, and of course, in that situation, you want to make sure life safety comes first. They did a rapid search of the entire building and were able to get everybody out of the building safely. At that point, we went defensive on the structure just to protect any adjacent structures to the building. And as of right now, we have no injuries reported on the scene.
It looks like this is a building that has units on the front and the back side.
Yes, sir. It has this building that we're dealing with now on the front side towards 29th Street, and then there are buildings, I believe two buildings behind it, and none of the two buildings in the back have been affected. And that was our main goal after we went defensive, was to protect those structures and make sure it didn't spread.
Obviously, it's going to take a while to get this to a place where you can go in and take a look around.
Yes, sir. It's still in the early stages. We're just making sure everything is overhauled and put out correctly. And then after that's done, our fire marshals and investigators will go in to determine the cause.
Election night coverage on 1620-94.5 WTAW. This segment to share with you comments from the winners of the two contested school board races in Brazos County. First, incumbent member of the Bryan ISD school board, Julie Harlan, and the board's current president, winning re-election to single-member District 2 with 46% of the vote, Prentice Madison with 42% of the vote. And here's my visit with Julie Harlan.
Well, this is my third term to be elected to, and then I did a year as an appointee, so just finishing year 7.
Remind me if you had faced a contested election before.
Always. Every election has been contested with one candidate. This time I had two opposing me.
What remained the same? What may have been some differences as you're out visiting with constituents during the campaign?
Every time I go up for election, I run on the platform of continue the good work. We're moving in the right direction. Let's keep moving that way. And so for the most part, that's what I heard from people. It doesn't mean that we're perfect, but it means that we're heading the right direction.
Thanks again to Julie Harlan for the visit. Julie Harlan winning re-election in Bryan ISD School Board representing single-member District 2. In College Station ISD, the four bond propositions, two passed, two failed. The two that failed were the additions and renovations to the Consolidated High School Football Stadium, Athletic Field House, College Station High School Football Stadium, and the high school baseball and softball fields. Winning the contested race for CSISD School Board, Heather Simmon, she received almost 56% of the vote, had an opportunity to visit with Heather Simmon a little bit ago. How many of the conversations you had with voters also included the four bond propositions?
Quite a few. I actually was on the 48-member bond committee, and so was a part of that process. And I'm sad to hear that Prop C and D didn't pass. I think everything that we brought forth to the voters was much needed in our school district, and I'm excited that we did get two of them passed, and looking forward to getting those projects going and having some great things coming for our students.
Why do you think the margin was so close on propositions as C and D, even though they were not successful?
I think people realized there was a need for those. Unfortunately, I feel like people may have kind of gotten bogged down, especially on D, that it was for athletics. And with athletics, it's sometimes not just about the athlete. If when we, for instance, turf a field or expand a stadium, we're creating a sense of community there. It's more than just the athlete that's benefiting. It incorporates other kids in our district. It incorporates, you know, band and drill team, and they were very needed in our district. And I'm sad that we couldn't get those across the finish line.
Thanks again to Heather Simmon for the visit. Again, she won election in the contested College Station ISD school board race in place 7. Again, Julie Harlan winning re-election to Bryan ISD school board single-member district place 2. Final unofficial numbers and percentages are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 3 minutes after 5. A very busy afternoon, just learning about 3,800 BTU customers without power, looking at the outage map, outages.btutilities.com. It's essentially between Midtown Park and Northgate, and between Welburn Road and before you get to Texas Avenue. Again, 3,800 customers in that area without power. BTU in the process of getting power restored and determining the cause.